Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we like. That's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I are here, and we have a great show. All right, so I'm trying to find that link for you, Frank. I believe I have it somewhere here. Anyway, it's important. And hopefully, I thought you know, when you said you got it in your email, I thought you had already gotten the thing. So here, let me send it over to you. Okay. Anyway, we're going to be talking about the first part of the show, some very interesting things. I don't know how fast you can get this, because I wanted to use this, Frank, in the first part of the show. Yes, that's it. That's it right there. I sent it. Do you see that, Frank? Anyway, we're going to be talking about some technology that could be a kill switch. And so we're going to be talking about that and some other things tonight. And we'll see if Frank can get us our clip in time. We don't know. We shall see. All right, well, before we get to all that great stuff, let's do we're going to do our quack report and our devotional. So let's do the quack report. Let's do the quack report. Let's do that. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, first, last but not least, there was an autopsy done in Germany on a person that was vaccinated with COVID, so apparently died from the shot, so they did an autopsy. So researchers in Germany have conducted a post-mortem study on the corpse. Of this vaccinated individual, and they found that every single organ of the body of this person became infested with the COVID spike proteins after the shot was given. So researchers later found that the patient's entire body had become overrun with high viral RNA loads, also known as vaccine-induced spike proteins. And this unfortunate person was a male, so they're saying, yeah, the vaccine killed this guy. They said, in summary, the results of our autopsy case study in this patient with the mRNA vaccine confirm the view that the first dose of the vaccine against the COVID immunology-wise caused immunity, what they call a sterile immunity, which wasn't adequately developed. So anyway, it just messed him up, basically. So, well, we'll see what happens next. But as far as all these
shots and booster shots and things that are coming down the pike, and hopefully people start waking up and standing up for themselves. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Okay, so we're going to do the devotional. We're a little bit out of order here, but first we're in 2 Timothy chapter 1, where it said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. That's right. You know what? The Bible says that the fearful and unbelieving aren't going to be in the kingdom of God. So don't be in that category. You know, God's on his throne. He's in charge, and he can resurrect anybody. That's right. So don't worry about it. Just do your due diligence and stand up for righteousness' sake. And mind the time, it grows short. So seek the Lord's face. That's what I'm doing. Frank, are we going to be able to have that clip, or is that going to be a no for today? I'm hoping he can get it. He's working hard back there. Yes, I know it's that long. I can play it in the second half if that helps. Do you want me to play it in the second half of the show? Oh, he has it. Okay. Well, okay, so do you mind if we go over at the bottom of the hour break if we play it in the first half, Frank? Would that be allowed, or is that a big no-no? Let's see what Frank says. Frank! Has he bend the rules? I don't know. It's his network. What do you think, Frank? Not sure what you are asking. I'm asking if we're going to go past the bottom of the hour break. Can we do that if we're going to include the clip in the first segment of the show? That's what I'm asking. Otherwise, oh, he said yes. Okay, so this is wonderful. Okay, so let me talk just a few minutes here, Frank, and then I'm going to introduce the clip, okay? He's amazing, by the way. Best engineer ever. All right, here it is. The technology kill switch. You know, more information is coming out every week about our COVID pandemic or the plandemic, as some people call it, and what the COVID serum treatment is all about. I don't even call it a vaccine anymore. I call it a serum. Now, many people are really concerned about mandatory COVID shots, and without the year-long lockdown, hey, few people would even agree to take the experimental treatment. So that's how important the lockdown was. So the lockdowns are really now believed to be the key to have people voluntarily take the COVID shot. But there's a problem. About 40% of American people aren't willing to take it. So the government now has a problem, and stronger measures are required. So could there be a darker underlying motive here? Well, according to a former Pfizer employee, there is a much more sinister reason for all this COVID mess. And we're going to get into it. But before we do that, I want to talk about this Pfizer employee who spills it. Former Pfizer employee and medical analyst Karen Kingston did some investigating of her own on the COVID serum, and she read the patent application, and she also discovered some ingredients in the serum that are considered proprietary, and so they're not included in the patent application. So proprietary ingredients are really not published for the public to see. Even the CDC and the FDA, when they give you the ingredient list of the COVID serum, they can't list the proprietary ingredients. So the hidden ingredients are considered toxic. They're very toxic to the human body, and it's known as graphene oxide. Now, I know you've heard some other people poo-poo that report that it's not in the shots, but it is. So we're going to go ahead and jump in, Frank, and let's introduce. This is the Stu Peterson show, and he's interviewing Karen Kingston regarding these ingredients in the COVID vaccine or shot. Let's go ahead and play that, Frank.
Well, we have gone back and forth with fact checkers, some independent researchers who have attempted to debunk the findings of Spanish researchers called Laquita Columna, originally broken here on the Stu Peters Show by Dr. Jane Ruby. That video revealing that graphene oxide, a toxic substance, a poison, was found in the Pfizer vaccines. Those researchers later found that the same applied to Moderna, and AstraZeneca is now being tested as a result of our reporting. The truth is here. USA Today lead stories, all funded by the cabal, were all over me, all over Dr. Jane Ruby, and out and out calling us liars for reporting those findings to the world in a video that has now soared over, well, I think about a million views on Rumble. We have sought the input of many medical experts, world-renowned doctors, Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. David Martin. They have all confirmed that report. But despite all of that confirmation, the assaults on our truth continue. On Twitter, you may have been recently following the hashtag Pfizer leak. We want to know what's in them. We want to know if it was pre-planned. Who's behind all of it? We want to know what to believe, so today we're going to get the confirmation that we need. It's hard to fact-check documents. It's hard to fact-check publicly discoverable proprietary ingredients. It's hard to fact-check Karen Kingston. She is a former Pfizer employee, currently an analyst for the pharmaceutical and medical device industries. Karen, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your bravery. We admire your desire to expose the truth behind what appears to be, to me at least, one of the most, if not the most, evil agenda mankind has ever been subject to.
Well, thank you for giving me a platform to share my findings and to spread the truth. And you're right, it is extremely difficult to find this information and link it together. I do have a unique set of skills. This is what I do in the industry. I analyze intellectual property, the legal landscape for both physicians, pharma, and consumers. And then I'm also a scientific writer and do the clinical analysis as well. So you can't expect everyone to have that skill set to find this information.
Right.
And the truth is, the whole do your own research was born out of the reality that the mainstream media has been lying to us, and big tech and social media have been blocking the truth, and that's why people have had to do their own research, and that violates our First Amendment.
Yeah. So let's just lay it out there: is graphene oxide in these shots?
100% it is, and it's irrefutable, and I'll walk you through it. So what's really important to know is that all of the mRNA vaccines contain what's called a pegylated lipid nanoparticle, and that's what we're going to go through. So if you take a look at the Moderna patent, it says right there that this contains a lipid nanoparticle formulation. And as you go through the patent, which I'll show you, they specifically talk about various ingredients and various pegylated formulations that have alphanumeric codes. And then you can also find them in the filings with the FDA, with the IND and phase 3 trials for both Moderna and Pfizer. And you can also find them, across the pond with the UK filings. I hope that's making sense so far.
Yeah, so far.
So here's the important thing about the patent. I read the patent. It's 193 pages plus attachments. And I read the patent to look for graphene oxide. It is not listed in the patent because it is a trade secret. So you remember Bill Gates saying that there was a trade secret?
Yes.
Trade secrets are not, purview to the public. So they cannot be in the patent. So graphene oxide is not listed in the patent, and it lists everything but that. But I'm still going to show you evidence that these contain graphene oxide and the patent in China that shows they contain graphene oxide.
So let me just ask you, why would they put every other ingredient on the patent with the exception of the standalone graphene oxide? Why would they not put that on there?
I would say the number one reason is because it's poisonous to humans, and well known that it's poisonous to humans.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and the other reason is because it is the main ingredient in hydrogel, which is the liquid, AI template that's used for some of Elon Musk's, research and Bill Gates, as far as that creating an interface between humans and, the internet.
So there is a legitimate theory that these shots are actually designed to create some sort of connectivity between humans, 5G, whatever this is, controlling your thoughts, your memories, all of these things. I mean, those are realistic and plausible.
That's not possible with this round. They rushed this thing out. They're just seeing, how much they can put into people before they die, I think, honestly.
So this is a dose-finding study, basically a live dose-finding study, and those that are dying or multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré, these tremors, the magnetism, all these things.
Well, remember, we're supposed to get boosters every 6 months, so we're going to get graphene oxide boosters every 6 months to see how much we can build up in the system. We'll go through this, because when you see the nations that are being injected, we're the guinea pigs, you know, and so once they perfect this technology, I think there's a second plan. I actually am not super comfortable talking about this stuff, because I don't like to give opinions on things, you know, and hypothesize. So I'd rather just stick to the data, if that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you take a look at Chemical and Engineering News, there's these non-peer-reviewed journals. We call them rags in the industry. Every industry has it. It's basically, you know, the whales of the industry, the who's who, and they just kind of brag about what they're doing. So this article talks about the pegylated lipid nanoparticles that are in all the COVID-19 vaccines. And there's four lipids, and I'll go over this. So the first lipid is cholesterol. And that's our body loves cholesterol. It makes it go through the blood. Then there's a phospholipid. The phospholipid adheres to the cell membrane, so that allows permeability to enter the cell membrane. There's an ionizable lipid, so that gives it a positive ionic charge to help penetrate the mRNA to get into the cell. And then there's the pegylated lipid. And so the reason why they created these is because mRNA is very unstable, whether it's synthetic or zoonic, which means it's from an animal, or human, it's very unstable. 80-degree weather kills it. Sunlight kills it. If you breathe on it, it dies. I mean, and the researchers all say this. It rarely gets past the nasopharynx area of any healthy individual. It's just, you know, your saliva kills it. It cannot survive on its own. So it needed this kind of biosphere that they created for it. And that's why we have these four lipids, and then they put the graphene oxide. Now, what's interesting about the graphene oxide is that it's 4,000 times stronger than titanium and can withstand 1,700 degree Fahrenheit temperature. So we took this very unstable virus, single helix virus, and we made it indestructible, they made it indestructible. So the pegylated lipids, if you take a look, it's PEG, P-E-G. They're made by a company called Sinopeg, which is S-N-O, you know, P-E-G, and they're located in China. Now, how did I find this out? Well, if you take a look at the Pfizer EUA filing, they list the four lipids. They have two lipids, each of which have four lipids in them in there, and so does Moderna. And Moderna's is called it's called a material safety data sheet. This is what they use in industrial products. And it has a CAS number, and theirs is SM102 from Moderna. And then if you go to Pfizer's filing with the UK, the two lipids that are in there are called ALC0315 and ALC0159. So when I Googled MSDS-CAS, don't ask how I know all this information, and I put in some of those numbers, I found Sinopeg. I didn't find Sinopeg by Googling Sinopeg. I literally put in the MSDS number. And so if you go to the website, you'll see the, you know, extremely long, like, I don't know, 100 alphanumeric name of each of these lipids. And you'll see it under a tab called COVID-19 excipients. And it says polyethylene glycol PEG 2000, right? And then here you'll see it's ALC0159, and this company is located in China. And then if you pull from the patent, from the Moderna patent, they list out all the different polyethylene glycol 200, PEG 200, PEG 2000, and you will find those listed under the COVID-19 excipients in Sinopeg. So it's right there. It's being manufactured in China. And so there's other vaccines that are mRNA vaccines that are not being sold in the United States. You can find those excipients here, too, by the CAS number, the Material Safety Data Sheet CAS number. And so if you want to know what is graphene, you know, what they explain here on Sinopeg is it is the core shell-structured polyethylene glycol functionalized graphene for energy storage polymer dielectrics, combined mechanical and dielectric performances. So what that means is that graphene is a conductor, can be a conductor of electricity. If it has a positive charge, and this is in some of the studies from the NIH and Moderna and stuff, if graphene gets a positive charge, it annihilates anything it comes in contact with. Right now, they're not charged. They're neutralized. You're like, well, how does it have a positive charge to get into the cell? That's that other lipid, that ionizable lipid that gives it the positive charge for cell penetration. But these currently are not, they're neutral. They have a neutral field. But if there is an electromagnetic field that activates a positive charge, potentially there will be damage and potentially death depending on where these nanoparticles ended up in people's bodies and how much of them did.
So it's apparent to me that they're lying to the world. They're trying to hide this. This is the secret ingredient. Lead stories, USA Today, all these other publications fact-checking this program. It appears to me that they are out and out lying. We're going to get to who's in on all of this in a minute because I'm going to ask you, but why are they using this graphene oxide? It's a toxic substance. It's poisonous. Why are they using it?
Because it's a great conductor of electricity, and it can host a magnetic field. So it can connect you to the internet.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that I was clear on that because I know that you're not comfortable opining opinions, things like that. I just want to make sure factually that that's what it can do. That's what it's capable of doing.
Yeah, so, and I mean, I haven't had the chance, but I could probably go into some tech publications and AI publications, and we can find more information on how graphene oxide is a great...
Well, the bottom line is it's poisonous. It's poisonous. It annihilates. If it has a positive charge, it annihilates anything that it comes into contact with. It's toxic for humans. It should not be in there, and it is. That is what I needed to know. Who's behind this? That's what I'd like to know. Who's behind all of this?
I didn't put this in here, but there's a company called Shanghai Nanotech, and they filed a patent, and you can for graphene oxide for the use in COVID-19 excipients. This is a meeting of them at their headquarters, and that looks like, I think his name's Tail Zaks, the chief technology officer for Moderna. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the World Health Organization website, there is a page where they talk about how the global world needs to work together on these COVID-19 vaccines. It's from sometime last year, and you'll see the usual suspects there. You'll see like Peter Daszak and the names from Moderna and several names from the NIH and NIAID. So there is a large group of billionaires and millionaires many times over that have coordinated for the development and execution of these products.
So you knowing this, you bringing this confirmation, why would the... I guess, I mean, this is opinion, so you just tell me if you're not comfortable answering this, but I got to ask, why would people like President Trump, Ron DeSantis, Sean Hannity, what do they have in what stake in the game do they have? How do they not know this stuff? They have, I mean.
There's no way they could know this stuff. I want to be, when I read this information, I didn't know, a woman could cry as hard as I cried. So I sent an email out on May 26th to about 30 outlets. With this information, I sent an email summarizing it. These are bioweapons. I even spoke to, and I don't mean to be disparaging to anybody, I even spoke to American frontline doctors and stuff, and after I spoke to them, you know, some of the doctors still went on saying, well, as long as you're, you know, if you're under 30, you shouldn't get the vaccines. And I called them up. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? These are bioweapons. They're like, we can't say that. So the cognitive dissonance of the depravity and the evil of these injections is very difficult for anyone to understand. And you have to also understand that for the whole year and a half these were being developed, anyone that came out and said, hey, this virus isn't that bad, they were mocked, they were ridiculed, they were ostracized, doctors were threatened to have their license taken away, so the truth couldn't get out there. And then when anyone that was questioning about the speed of bringing these vaccines to market, the need for them, even the FDA documents, they talk about, hey, we don't think someone under 18 should get these things, we're worried about viral shedding. If you show this slide here, the manufacturing section of the application is redacted. Right? No one in good conscience should have approved this, but there is such brainwashing going on, such control of what basically the big tech wanted us to know as the truth, which was a bunch of lies, that it's very difficult then for when someone says to you, this is what's going on, to believe it. I would compare it to anyone that's been in a marriage where they had a spouse that was cheating on them. Your friends can tell you they're cheating. There's tons of evidence, but you are not going to believe it. You're not going to believe all your trusted advisors have been telling you this stuff is safe. Everything on the media says it's safe. And then someone says, no, it's actually lethal, and this is a planned genocide. It's impossible to believe.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And, I'm having a hard time. I mean, honestly, I'm a human, and so just knowing people that have subjected themselves to this inoculation, knowing how difficult it is to have a conversation with somebody doing what I do, downloading to my brain terabytes of information every single day, trying to determine what's real, what's not, what's missing, what's disinformation, who's deep state, who's trying to throw me off, who's controlled opposition. It happens. It sounds like some kind of a sci-fi movie, but you're living in it, so you understand. I'm just trying to process all this as you're saying it, and I'm imagining, people in the media. I'm imagining, the people that they don't understand that there are billions of lives at stake, or maybe they do, which makes it even worse because they're complicit in this. They're part of this, the carrying on of this. And then I think about everybody who's going to be mandated these shots. Listen, Karen, I got an email this morning. I got an email this morning from a very concerned mother of a young woman who is going to be attending a Christian college in South Carolina. And they're going to mandate this thing for her. 18-year-old young woman with her entire life ahead of her. And she's just one of millions of stories like this that are happening here in this country, what we're doing to our young people, poisoning them. And so then you've got healthcare workers. I mean, I have a dozen emails in the last 48 hours from nurses, healthcare workers, doctors, people who are working at these facilities, in these clinics, at these hospitals that are going to be mandated this. They don't want to do it. They need help. The DOJ is telling everybody that they can do this, that governors can mandate this, that businesses can mandate this. And so...
Well, the DOJ, just because someone says something, especially in this current administration, doesn't make it true. Okay, the DOJ can say, we recommend this is mandated, or we're saying that this is we mandate these vaccines, but it's a memo. I read the memo. Okay, it's a memo that was written by Dawn Johnson. She's the acting assistant attorney general to the president, saying that under Title Code 21, Section 564, you can private companies and local governments can mandate the vaccines under emergency use authorization. Her interpretation is reckless and it has no merit. So it's just an opinion. It is not enforceable, period. And on top of that, what's happened with these vaccines or these injections, not only is all the campaign and the propaganda a bunch of lies to terrify people into getting injected, which is a violation of human rights in and of itself. On top of that, she hasn't mentioned Title Code 21 in her memo, which is what this falls under, because they violated four other sections of that title code under drug safety, drug and vaccine safety. They have under Section 502, it's false and misleading labeling because this thing is not a vaccine. There's no benefit to your health when you get injected. The only thing it can do is poison, harm, and kill. So there's false and misleading labeling. It doesn't tell you that it contains graphene oxide. Adulterated drugs and devices, it also violates Section 5001, which, again, adulterated drugs and devices is if it includes a toxin, which is the graphene oxide. It also violates Section 312.23 under initial new drug application. So if you go through an IND, you have to prove safety in animals before you move on to humans. They sell you the letter of intent for pregnant rats. If that doesn't make you furious, and we're injecting pregnant women, and under the IND, it says if there is shedding, if there is a risk to people of childbearing age, then you need to stop the trial. We know there is shedding. We know there is risk to childbearing age. And the FDA even talks about it in their protein therapy and oncolytic virus treatments, that shedding is a real thing, and you need to do animal studies first. Then you need to do phase one human studies, and if there is if there is shedding, then you need to come up with control measures so that you don't infect the uninjected, which is what's going on right now. They also violated Section 131242, which is clinical research holds and requests for modifications. So that says if any of these things I said, and there's at least three dozen, you need to stop the trials.
trials have been stopped when 25 people die, when six beagle dogs die.
They were supposed to stop the trials when they did the mice study, and all the mice, 80% died in 24 hours, and the rest died by the end of the week.
But there is no threshold here, is there?
I mean, should have stopped the trials at the...
That's the bottom line. There is no threshold, is there? There is no threshold. It doesn't matter how many people die, they will continue this incessant push, won't they?
Until American people speak up and say enough is enough, stop it, they will keep pushing us until, you know, they basically wipe out America.
Wow.
And they're going after the children, which is what's so disheartening. There is there will be no posterity. There will be no America. You know, if people of childbearing age become infertile, and then children are at most risk for having serious adverse events and death from these injections. I mean, just look at the myocarditis numbers.
And the numbers
there are 1 in 25,000 reported. We know that's at least 10%, which would be 1 in 2,500, and it's probably more like 1 in 250, which would be 4% of children are getting having decades taken off their life or dying.
I am up against a hard break, and I have to go. Will you come back on this program? Because we are dedicated to the truth. You are a wealth of information, and I've got so many more questions that I would like to continue this conversation with you. Will you promise to come back? I mean, are you comfortable with doing that?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to be on. If I'm not comfortable answering a question, I'll just say I'm not comfortable answering a question.
Yeah.
I'm okay with saying that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have so many more, and I know that there's going to be a pouring out of questions on my social media and my DMs and my Proton Mail. Please ask her this. And so I just want to reserve the future opportunity to have the conversation with.
Thank you, Frank, for playing that clip. It was very informative. Oh, we got to take a little break. Sorry we're long in it, but we'll be back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. Thank you, Frank. All right, we're gonna kind of tie this up, but put a bow on it. Karen Kingston and Stu Peterson. The Stu Peterson Show is what you just heard that clip, and they get some great information. So, what is really graphene oxide? She kind of alluded to a lot of it there. Well, according to Biology and Medicine publication BMC, graphene oxide, or it's abbreviated GO, was discovered in 2004. Medical science is really attracted to it for its many medicinal biomedical applications. Now, it's not a substance that you can mess with at home. The BMC reported that it has environmental exposure toxicity and researchers must wear protective coverings. Now, Forbes did report that graphene oxide is not in the COVID shots and to ignore these kind of reports. But there are several scientists and physicians, as you heard, that agree that the ingredient is in the serum. So according to Science Direct and scientists Kaylin Rigaggia and Jiaxing Hang, they state that graphene oxide is a two-dimensional polymer, an ionizable carbonate acid, and it also is very easily manipulated and works well with nanoparticles. Now, here's a quote from the Particle and Fiber Toxicology Journal in 2020. They say, graphene oxide, if delivered into the human body, either oral, intravenous, or aerosol, where you breathe it in, can induce acute and chronic tissue injury. It is capable of breaching the blood-brain barrier as well. It's also toxic to accumulation of toxicity in the lungs, liver, and spleen. So, and yeah, you may be asking, well, why does medical science think it can utilize this substance? Well, it's thinking of using it for things like drug delivery, as you see with the COVID serum, gene delivery, COVID serum, biosensors, tissue engineering, and neurosurgery. So it is an interesting concept, and as Karen Kingston pointed out, they're kind of experimenting with the dose levels. You know, where would the saturation point be and toxicity be on this particular thing? So it is a big experiment. Now, the toxicology mechanism of graphene oxide has been demonstrated in some recent studies, and what it produced was inflammatory responses, DNA damage, cell death, cell suicide, and dead tissue necrosis. So, more importantly, you know, the toxic ingredients do breach the placenta, according to research, and this would explain why pregnant women who take this COVID shot, they get enough toxicity that it creates a miscarriage. Here's a quote from Nanotoxicology 2015, where they say, a recent review suggested that the placenta does not provide a tight barrier against the transfer of nanoparticles to the fetus, specifically against the distribution of carbonaceous nanoparticles and to the fetus itself. So, bad, bad situation. So let's look at what they were talking about with this this graphene oxide and organ failure. According to the BMC report, they suggested that research is indicating that graphene oxide interferes with the function of your organs. So it lists a big problem with the digestive tract and the toxins in the brain that are affecting the nervous system. Now, additional research indicated that graphene oxide reduces the function of the vascular system of the heart muscle. And heart malformation and mortality were reported in animal studies. So this could explain the myocarditis issue. Now, the pulmonary system also shows signs of distress causing inflammation and edema. And the reports are out there. And they seem to be on smaller studies and short duration of time. Here is what the BMC report says. It says almost all of the graphene oxide studies were short period experiments, and no studies have investigated the long-term chronic toxicity and injury. Such studies appear to be necessary. So you might be asking, well, why? And I know Peterson asked that of Karen Kingston. Why are they doing this? Well, why would any company include graphene oxide in a treatment or an injection? Well, it seems to be utilized in the current application as a what I would call a sleeper kill switch. So I don't want you to laugh, because before you hear this now, it can be used that way. Now, according to the BMC report, there are several studies that look at graphene oxide for its importance of conducting an electrical charge due to its ability to affect the uptake mechanism in the living cells. Now, Kingston alluded to that, like a conduit. Karen Kingston alluded that the conduit of the positive charge with this graphene oxide. So there is this strong static repulsion between the negative charge graphene oxide and the cell surface. And if there is a positive charge, the graphene oxide actually destroys the red blood cells with the membrane disruption, also known as graphene cytotoxicity. So getting to the cumulative effect of graphene toxicity is where science is currently conducting really the largest experiment on mankind, and that is why dozens of plague variants will be reported to promote more shots. So here is a supposed list that was leaked out by the World Economic Forum at Johns Hopkins University, where they announce they could be announcing over the next few weeks, months, or years the COVID variants to be released. The first one was listed for June release, which was Delta. Then they have Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Lota, Kappa, and it just goes on through 2021. Then 2022 has about a dozen of them, and then 2023 they list two, and the last one in 2023 is called Omega, which I find interesting that they call Omega means the end, the end. So, and if you recall, I've mentioned many times before my conversations with Dr. Anthony Morris, who used to be the chief urologist of the FDA. He's deceased, but he was a wonderful person. And he was telling me in the 90s that vaccines are not what you think they are. They are medicine's best kept secret, and they're there to seed the body with disease. If you get any antibody benefit, he says it's very short-lived. And if you remember, he kind of exposed the swine flu of 1976 as being fake so the drug companies could sell the vaccine that was originally slated for pig farmers. So, yeah, they're not you know, beneath themselves to do that kind of thing. So he told people back then, don't get this. It'll give you Guillain-Barré. And that was the last year you can actually sue the drug companies directly for harm from a treatment like that. Yeah. Then wheelbarrows of cash went to Congress, and they got immunity. So here's the question. Then people go, well, where could this positive charge come from? Now, just think about this one. It's been suggested that maybe a particle beam or 5G could be the positive charge to activate that kill switch in people who volunteered for the COVID shot. Now, I could be wrong, and I hope I am. And I know this is kind of hard to hear and believe. However, if you wanted to reduce a world population of 500 million people, this would be the way evil people would go about it, having people volunteer unknowingly for their own demise. Yeah. Yeah. Well, firing a gunshot, really. Different kind of shot, but it's a serum. So, I look at it this way, we mentioned this, didn't we, Frank, that you probably with the magnetized nanoparticles, you probably don't want to get an MRI study. You probably don't want this thing if you got a pacemaker. There's a lot of reasons, besides that, why you don't want this shot. But what are you saying, Frank? Yeah. Okay, go ahead and play it. You got it? You going to play it for us? Frank says he's got the clip.
We've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Yeah. He said that. Absolutely. Well, and, that's per plague. That's what I said. You probably have to go through five or six of these plagues to get to that 500 million because they're loading people up with graphene oxide in these shots. And by the way, the messenger RNA vaccines are cheaper to manufacture, so they're actually going to make all your vaccines that way. So all your childhood vaccines will be made that way as well. So this is what they're shifting to. And, with each plague, you can lower the planet population by several million people. Absolutely, billion of people you can lower the population to. So, I look at God's medicine, to help my body rebalance, to help the body heal itself, because your medicinal herbs have a lot of nutrition in them. They're really packed full of minerals. And that's what I think. Minerals are the reason so many people have internal medicine issues, because a lot of the prescription drugs they're on flush all these minerals out of them. And then, if you don't have enough zinc, you're going to lose your sense of taste and smell. See? And those are the people that had the worst time with COVID. Well, that's an immune system mineral. And the food has no minerals. Well, this is true. When they first, what, Frank? As the soil is dead. That's what Frank said. Yeah, I know. We've talked about, the agriculture and the farming issue. It is a problem because when they started testing the nutrients in crops was back in early 1900s. And then they compared it to what we're growing today. We're 50% depleted in nutrition. And our relatives in the 1920s ate one-third less volume of food than we are today because the body wants more food because it's needing the nutrition. So it's prompting you to eat more, but it's not getting what it needs, usually not getting it. So it's really in our best interest to be really particular about foods, where they come from, who grew them, who provided them. Obviously you don't want fish from China. But this graphene oxide is coming from China. She just told us that. Karen Kingston just told us that. The polymers are being manufactured in China. And they're putting them in these vaccines. So the push behind this is a lot of rich people, she says. Oh, yeah. Powerful, rich people. So I'm looking to the Lord because he said, my herbs are here for the service of man and healing the nations. And I believe his herbs work better in believers. That's what I think. So I'm going to trust in the Lord. Look to the Lord. The Bible says look to the Lord. Look to the Lord. And I am. And if you're interested in learning how to protect your organs, to do deep cleanses of your organs, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have those deep system cleanses. They also have a pandemic kit. They also have immune support. High zinc profile is an astragalus root. It's an immune supporter. You want to be protected because Medical science says if you have zinc, you're protected from COVID. That was U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institute of Health. Because your body uses the zinc to protect you, protein outer layer on the cell surface, so COVID can't penetrate the cell and replicate in. So, and you know what? God can't lie. So I truly believe, you know, he's the chemist behind all that nutritional whole food that's in not only your foods, your spices, but all your also your medicinal herbs. So I'm leaning on that truth because the living word of God never will go away. It's a living word. It'll never die. Will go away. Everything we have on this planet that we built will all burn. But the living word of God is staying. So I'm standing on it, and I'm believing it, so I hope you will too. And a lot of people don't pick up the Bible and read it, and they're biblically illiterate. And I hope that's not you guys out there, because I don't think you are, because a lot of you say you like the devotional and the quack report. So I know we're running out of time, but, you know, if you go to James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, lie not against the truth, God tells us. You'll grieve the Holy Spirit if you do that. So he says the fruit of wisdom comes from them that make peace. That's as true as well. So, and in 1 John chapter 2, it says, love not the world and depart from it. Because if you're a lover of the world, you're an enemy of God. So, you know, come out of the world, and the Holy Spirit will search the deep things of God, you know, his plans. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll know things that other people don't. So he that is spiritual judges all things, for we know the mind of God. That's right. You know, this judge not, lest you be judged. What? Well, read the whole thing, because the whole thing says, because when you judge, you're supposed to judge with such wisdom and justice that you don't hold yourself to a higher standard than the people you're judging. Yeah, you're supposed to be ethical and use justice when you judge. Otherwise, you know, if you didn't judge, why would you need wisdom and discernment? And God says that you should ask for that. Well, if you're not going to judge, why would you need it? We're supposed to judge folks. We are. And we're not supposed to tolerate those things God wouldn't tolerate and won't tolerate. He talks about the things he hates. If you don't know that, look it up. There's seven things God hates, and you want to avoid those things. That's right. Well, I'm out of time, and I enjoyed this time with you. And thank you, Frank, for your hard work on playing that clip. And call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog for you on their cleanses and pandemic kits, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.